Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 656 and today I'm going to talk about right doing and wrong doing. So a short poem maybe that I shared the other day and definitely have shared in the past, I think when it first landed with me a number of years ago, by the Sufi poet Rumi. So the idea behind this, which reads, "Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there." So one of the ways you could take this short passage is when the person is ready to grow past this idea of right and wrong, and that's all it is, this black and white approach, then they have to go into new territory. And in new territory is where your teacher may be. Right, your teacher's not going to be in the territory that you're currently in. And so this is where, when we answer the call, in the sense of Joseph Campbell's Hero of a Thousand Faces, right, the hero's journey, the answering the call, we're going to be emerging into a completely new territory, a new area. We don't have a map for this area. It's all new, it's scary, it's all of that. And in that process, there's also learning. There is growth. And there isn't right learning, there isn't right growth. It doesn't mean that rules and roles aren't, you know, important to learn to begin with, because they are. Learning rules and roles are crucial so that we can, we know how to bend them and change them. So, you know, to paint a gray landscape, right, and 50 shades of it, then we have to be able to mix black and white and know how much of white and how much of black we need to mix. And the ability to do this for ourselves, to move past right and wrong, it doesn't close off the world or discipline. It actually opens it up. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Your next mentor, your next teacher, whoever that may be, whether that's in a book or a podcast or in person, they're not waiting for you in the field of right doing and wrongdoing where you may be now. Maybe, I don't know. And this is also contextual with different areas of people's lives. In some people's lives, they're fully interdependent and completely, like, see multiple perspectives in maybe a work setting. But at home, they may struggle to do that. And so what they might find is that their development in the, I don't know, marital space is more black and white. This is a right way a marriage should be compared to a wrong way, etc. Yet when they go and work in, maybe as a social worker, obviously making this up as I go, as a person, this isn't someone that I know of, they're fantastic at seeing multiple perspectives and the dynamic fluidity of the people that they work with. That there isn't a right and wrong. However, they may not be carrying those same rules across to their own family life or maybe their own health. And so this is where it's actually really beneficial to look ahead and go, in what areas of my life do I excel? And why do I excel in those areas? What are the principles? And what would it be like if I grabbed those principles and applied it to an area of my life where I may be struggling? Because knowing what right and wrong to begin with is crucial. It's the same as learning all the models for whatever it is that you're learning, right? But at some point, you got to throw it away. And so the beautiful quote to this, or that really landed for me, was learn all the sheet music and then throw all the sheets away and play music. Let the music play through you. That's the same as coaching. Here's all these frameworks for questions, and here's all these frameworks for coaching as a career. Now, when you go into coaching conversations, throw it all away and let the question ask itself. So there isn't an expectation. I'm not looking for markers that are leading me to other markers, because now I'm leading that person, rather than throw it all away. Look for patterns as if they don't exist. So it's this beautiful awe when they start to show up and align, and that person that you're talking with, communicating with, working with, painting with, whatever it may be, is able to understand their own path on their own terms, out beyond wrongdoing and right doing. So the reason why I really wanted to share this with you is to offer you this idea today that throughout the day, throughout the next 24 hours, to catch how often either yourself or other people talk about the wrong and right thing. And see, for you, if it is you that's coming up and that's right and that's wrong, in what area is that right and wrong? Is there a context where it may be a better option to do the wrong thing? And what would that context look like? And so if you were to step back and look at it objectively, what other right options could there be? And so all of a sudden we start to realize that this fluid, dynamic life that we live is a lot more colorful than simply wrongdoing and rightdoing and black and white approach will allow us. And when we hold those multiple perspectives, we shift into a space that is starting to observe life as it is, right? Observe reality as it is rather than as we are. Not that I'm saying that's the right thing to do. Either way, team, that's me done for today. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books or at alphathetaflow.com if you would like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer and you want to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.